Welcome to Two My Truck podcast number 214. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by Merchandise. That song is Become What You Are. And you can find that on the band's album, Children of Desire. That came out late spring, I guess, 2012, on Katorga Works record label out of Brooklyn. Though the band is out of Tampa and part of the Tampa hardcore scene, though obviously stretching their legs a little bit with this composition here. I think that's about 10 minutes long and certainly a record for an opening track on the Too Much Rock podcast. I'm not sure if I'm a fan or not, but it's easy to find out. You can go to the band's website, download that entire album for free, and give them a donation if it's something that you enjoy. There's some good moments on there, and then there's some filler. So tread lightly, see what you find there, and you can't really go wrong for free, right? I got lots of music coming up this week. I'm going to jump into something here from Kansas City band, The Empty Spaces. This song is called B-52s.
We'll be right back.
All right, a couple new releases for this week. We started things off with The Empty Spaces with the song B-52s, and that's on the band's new EP, Party Line, which came out July 24th on Golden Sound, a Kansas City band on a Kansas City label. The EP is kind of all over the place, lots of different sounds, but that's kind of how the band works as well, as they incorporate rockabilly and garage and rock and roll, and that track there, which I think is a little blank wave, which makes me pretty happy. You can hear bits of that on the band's website. I'm pretty sure there's a band camp there as well. See if that's something you want to add to your collection. The band has a release show this Thursday at the Brick, playing with Caves and Soft Reeds, so that should be good. After that, we heard from Eternal Summers from Roanoke, Virginia. The name of that song is I Love You, and that's on the band's album Correct Behavior, also out July 24th on K9 Records. That band blends its styles together pretty well. Lots of shoegaze, lots of dream pop, and just some kind of straight up pop there in that track, which is my favorite on the album. It's got the most gusto to it, so good stuff there. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into some more music right now. I've got something by a band, Chairlift. This song is called Met Before. both of those songs. We started this set off with Chairlift with the song Met Before. That's on the band's album Something, which was released by Columbia Records back January 24th of this year. A band out of Brooklyn, and I'm really late to this game, I know, but I just saw the video for that song that we just played, and it's fantastic. It's a great choose-your-own-adventure. So I ended up listening to the song probably five or six times as I made different choices to see what would happen in the video, and I suggest you do the same. It's a good way to waste an hour of your life, and it is a great song to hear. The album on the whole is really good. I don't think anything compares with that song, though there are a few that are really close, but I really do like that song a lot. After that, we heard from It's a Musical. The name of the song was Ljubljana, which is the capital of Slovenia. And this name of the album is For Years and Years. That came out back earlier in March of this year on More Music. That's the project of Ella Blixt and Roger Ketschimer or something like that. I really should have written that down. Ella Blixt was Bobby Bear in a solo project when she was still in Sweden, I think Malmo. I've been following her for years, and I enjoy this. And somehow I missed the band's first album, so maybe I'll dig that one back out if I can find that somewhere. And you'll hear that on a future podcast. But for now, that's what you get. And it looks like I am way out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way and let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 214. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Contravoid, a track from their self-titled album called Native State. That was released on Tarantula Records back in February, though a new limited expanded version, I think, has just come out. The band is led by, Cameron Finley, I believe is his name, who came through town a year or two ago with the band Parallels, though he's drummed for many, many people. He has left the Parallels project, and they've put out a new album, and I think you'll hear that in a coming podcast, but he's created his own solo effort here, and it's called Contravoid. It definitely speaks to, almost the early 90s industrial sort of world, though this track not as much as some of the others. This one is a little more straight up dancier with lots of big rock still happening in it. So not really a Too Much Rock sort of thing usually, but I was interested in giving it a listen, and the guy's a good guy. So any help you can give a friend is a good one, right? So we're going to end things off here. Thank you very much. This is Contravoid with Native State.